Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Scott Holt, VP Marketing and Solutions for Roam. Hi, Scott. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So here's the topic of conversation. No surprise, Apple Pay. So I'd love to get a feel for Roam's plans as a result of both Apple Pay and the news that Apple is going to release a new iPad. What does this mean for MPOS and Roam?
Well, I think on the Roam side, one of the things that's always been key to our strategy is to make sure that we are payment agnostic, so we can support any payment type, any payment means. We have and had in the market for some time, particularly operating outside the US, two of our chip and pin devices that already accept NFC. One, they're our RP750X, and the other is the ICMP. We are working on some very, very cool stuff that we can't quite let out of the bag just yet for next year. That's going to be a dongle-based NFC device that we think is really going to sort of take off based on a lot of the demand that we're seeing. One of the key things that we are really focused on is making sure that from a payment acceptance standpoint, that we've got the technology ready and available to our customers. And some of those are direct and merchant customers, as well, and some of those are our channel partners, such as the ISOs and acquirers, so that they can offer their customers, as we get into 2015, both the EMV compliance solutions and NFC, either decoupled or all in one.
So, Scott, a question about Apple's plans with its new iPad. So there's a lot of speculation that the bigger iPad is certainly for content consumption for consumers, but also in an enterprise environment, something that makes point of sale a little bit more functional, and perhaps they're going to NFC enable those devices. Does their ability to do that worry you, Roam, in the business that you're in, which is provisioning MPOS devices and selling them?
Not at all. I think that there's really two parts to that. So there's still a part of the service and a good part of the solution that we provide that isn't related to the hardware component. So regardless, if Apple does launch an NFC-enabled device, great. That only accepts one payment mechanism. They're still going to need to accept others, such as swipe or chip and chip and pin. So from that perspective, we still certainly see a market for all of the devices that we supply. Outside of that, there's a lot of other tablet offerings out there outside of the iPad. So a good portion of the market that we service today, just through our various channels, are people using Android devices. And in 2015, we're also evaluating sort of a Windows strategy as well. So for us, it would just be a great complement. We are going to continue to offer NFC-enabled devices and non-NFC-enabled devices. So for someone that has a new iPad, if it's NFC-enabled, they'll have a solution for them that doesn't have that component. So I don't think it's an either-or. It's a very complementary kind of offering that we can deliver.
Gotcha. What are you hearing from merchants with respect to their interest now in NFC-enabled MPOS devices and solutions? Has Apple Pay made a difference in the conversations you're having with merchants? And if so, is there a particular type or size of merchant that seems more interested than others?
I think if Apple announces anything, everybody becomes interested. So
right.
I would definitely say it has sparked the interest of merchants and also the people, many of our customers, which are our channel partners, ISOs, acquirers, banks, PSPs, etc., to make sure that they at least have a solution. We're certainly seeing the conversations generally centralized around NFC-enabled solutions. We're seeing it both on the mobile point of sale side and then on the physical point of sale side as well. So it definitely has changed the conversations. I mean, as you and I have discussed in the past, Karen, NFC is that thing that's been around for a while, but no one quite knew when it was going to take off or what was going to happen. With Apple's announcement, that certainly happened. We're seeing it day in, day out, and almost every conversation we're having today or since that announcement includes understanding our strategy on NFC and NFC-enabled devices.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming holiday season. It's hard to believe that we're really getting ready and gearing up for holiday, and certainly merchants have been doing that for a while. What are their plans, at least as far as you can share, for incorporating MPAS into their overall holiday plans, but thinking, you know, in particular about Black Friday and some of the things they may be doing with MPAS and that heavy shopping day.
So what we're seeing it is really in extending the point of sale. I mean, we saw some of this last year and we're certainly seeing it this year. So many of the merchants who are not making the full-scale investment in MPOS, where we're talking the full-scale integration with their existing point of sale systems, are at least evaluating it and preparing to use it to extend the basic checkout functionality. So if you think of some, you know, home services or home goods stores, a lot of them set up the Christmas tree lots in the parking lots. That's where we're seeing uptake. We're also seeing merchants looking to be able to use that for not only extending their physical point of sale, but working around sort of pop-up stores. This has been a topic of discussion, I think, for quite some time. We have a couple of merchant partners that we're sort of close to that are going to be trialing this, where they're actually going to be creating pop-up stores in locations that are not located with their physical storefronts. So we certainly see it as being key. It's something that we saw last year, and certainly those merchants who have done the full-scale integrations will obviously continue to leverage that as key. I think every merchant is very focused on driving as much transactional revenue, so therefore making it as seamless as possible for the consumer to check out and check out as quickly as possible.
Two final questions. These are more, I guess, big picture with respect to where you see MPAS going. A lot of people are starting to suggest that MPAS really will become point of sale as the merchant consumer experience in store really becomes this, I can transact anywhere, anytime. It doesn't have to be at a particular fixed point in a store. Do you believe that? And if so, how far away are we from that?
Do I believe it's going to replace it altogether? No. What we see happening is really more of a convergence, where you're converging otherwise ubiquitous mobile devices and tablets or even smartphones with either existing point of sale systems or extending the value of those tablet systems with smart terminal offerings, the countertop devices that you see. I think that our perspective is very much one based on what we're hearing from retailers, which is that they will continue to evolve their checkout experience, to which MPOS will be key. But at this point, I would say we're not necessarily seeing sort of the complete dissolution of the fixed point of sale in many of these merchant locations. Extending the value of the point of sale out of store is really where we still see one of the biggest drivers for us.
Interesting. And I guess in that environment, you know, you can almost imagine the device is different, the what you need from a functionality perspective is different. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and they advocated that consumers really can become the point of sale with powerful devices that they're running around, you know, holding in their hands. And I guess on the one hand, that's true, but the merchant still needs, obviously, a device to complete that transaction. Just wondering what your reaction is to consumers as point of sale and really thinking very differently about the way point of sale can evolve when you have these truly mobile point of sale devices.
Yeah, well, I'm a consumer, and I'd be scared if I was a point of sale. But as I said before, Karen, I think I think certainly consumers will have a little more power in terms of being able to utilize the devices that they have to make checkout more seamless. I really believe that you're still going to see the merchants having the infrastructure and the payment mechanisms for the acceptance piece. I don't see that changing necessarily anytime soon.
Well, Scott, it's always great to catch up with you and get your perspective on mobile point of sale and the impact that Apple Pay is having on your sector along with everyone else, as it really has changed many, many conversations about payment. Really enjoyed catching up. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Karen.